Talon, you mentioned a second ago about, you know, the first time you came to the tournament, you didn't really get to experience a lot of the things that are happening now because of COVID. Is there anything in particular that struck you about this experience so far, or something that you're still looking forward to that maybe you didn't get a few years ago?
Yeah, just the crowd. I mean, being able to play in front of a big group of crowd, I mean, just getting your blood going. So that's what I'm most excited about.
Question. Derek Scott, Gamecock Sports Network. Michi, when you found out you get to come this close to home and play, obviously you guys were excited just to make the tournament, to be a part of this. But when you found out it's going to be Pittsburgh, as close to Cleveland as you could be, what went through your mind? What has it been like in terms of the family and the friends who are, I'm sure, wanting to be a part of this for you?
It felt good. Like I said before, I kind of already knew it. Like, I knew it was going to happen. I knew God was going to make all this plan how I wanted to. And got a lot of family and friends coming down to support. Haven't got to play in front of them since high school. So just being able to see all of them come to the game is going to be a blessing. And I got a good group of guys around me that's going to be there working hard throughout the whole game, trying to win. So it's exciting.
Question up front.
For Michi and Talon, obviously a lot of focus on Jermaine Cousinard being a former Gamecock. What do you see on film from him, and is there maybe a guard you face in the SEC this year that's kind of similar to how he plays?
Michi, you want to go first?
I mean, yeah, he's a good player. You know, still watching a lot of tape on him, but obviously he's a good player, played here before. Don't know too much about him, but, you know, we'll see how it goes tomorrow.
Talon?
Yeah, he's a good downhill driver, can shoot the three ball, look good. But I couldn't compare him to anybody in SEC, but he just plays his own game and gets to his spots.
Jordan Kay from the State. When Lamont talks, he seems to have such a passion for basketball. But what is there something about Lamont we outside of basketball we don't know about him, something you guys have grown to love about him over the last couple months?
BJ, you want to start?
Coach Paris, he's a big jokester. That's what, you know, we call him the people's coach, because, you know, he relates a lot to people. So just him having that capability to relate to a lot of people and show a different side that you don't really see from a lot of coaches just shows the great person that he is.
Go on.
You know, BJ took everything that I was going to say, but... I don't know. Coach Bear is just a great guy in general. I mean, he's just a great guy to be around, great guy to talk to. It's not much to say really about him. He's just a good guy at the end of the day.
You got anything to add, Michi?
Yeah, I think he's just a great coach. And just off the court, just a regular guy. You know, you see him walking in with his Taco Bell bag, Starbucks, coffee in the morning. But he just watches film all day. Basketball is what he loves. And he studies it. You know, I call him like a doctor of the game. He really knows the game. He makes it simple for you. So all around, just a great guy.
Question up front?
Michi, for you, when we talk about being able to buy into a system, especially the system that's so much different than maybe what other programs run across the country, what do you think allowed this team this year to be able to buy in so quickly to what Lamont is trying to do when maybe other players wouldn't want to play in the system?
Yeah, I mean, Lamont, he allows you to play your game. And with that, you know, when you have great guys and you build a great team, which, you know, the coaching staff did this year, you know, we just play for each other. That's all it's about. We said before, and you've seen all year, it's been different guys' nights, 25 for this guy, 25 for that guy. And, you know, next day is somebody different, and we're all happy at the end of the day because we're winning, and now we're in this position. So it's just about buying in and winning. You know, if that's the main goal, then everybody eats at the end of the day.
Question right middle.
Justin Guerrero with the Pittsburgh Tribune Review. BJ, you guys obviously have a lot of older talent on this team, but Colin's a guy who's certainly come in and made a pretty big splash as a freshman. Just what has it been like for you just watching him develop just as a college player in a practice setting throughout the course of the season, and what does he bring to your team?
Colin's been bringing in a lot of great energy. You've seen the work that he's been able to put in since coming back earlier in the season. So just the work that he's put in just to be able to get back, coming in, doing two-a-days to get back right, to try to catch up to speed with us. So it's just been a blessing just to see that, You know, you don't really see a lot of freshers coming in making a big impact like that, like he has so far. So we're just happy to have him, happy to, for him to be healthy and be able to get on the run that he's doing.
Question right there.
Hey, BJ, John Huang, NOLA Media. You guys play in arguably the best conference in America. Can you talk just a little bit about the physicality of the conference and how that's helped you guys develop your games?
Yes. SEC is probably the most physical conference. So playing against guys that are 7 foot, 7'5", that we played against twice this year. So just having that, the goal against and then going into a tournament type of play, you kind of get a little bit of an advantage seeing how the refs are going to call things, you know, playing in different cities and across the country. It might be different. Some places you might play might be more physical, others might not. So we kind of had a good balance of that, playing out west where they play kind of a more finesse style, and then playing in the SEC where it's more physical and brutal. So I just feel like that's a good balance between it.
Question left front.
Jordan K. Oregon, for like the first couple months of the season, seems like a very different team than what they were in the Pac-12 tournament. How do you guys balance watching film of what they did throughout the body of work of the season, or do you just kind of focus on what they did the most recent games?
Michi, you want to start and work your way down?
I mean, yeah. Obviously, you want to be playing your best basketball right now. So we're honestly looking at that, seeing what they're doing. A great team, got great pieces, but we have obviously grown too. And they got to see us tomorrow too. So it's just a matchup. You know what I'm saying? It's just a matchup. It's March Madness. It'd be fun. And you go from there.
Talon?
Yeah. Like we watched film on their recent games, and you know, they're playing some really good basketball right now. But also, they haven't faced our defense, so we'll put that to test tomorrow.
BJ?
Yeah, it's kind of looking back at their games earlier. You got to see a lot of, like, how they've grown and how the pace of play that they played at from earlier. But they're playing great basketball right now, so you really want to focus in on really how they're playing right now